I know I'm probably a little bit on the prejudice side, but that was some beautiful singing.
Amen. Amen.
That song strengthens me every time I hear it. How we need our faith increased. Psalms chapter number 55 tonight. I wasn't sure even when I got here what to do tonight. But I believe the Lord's given me some direction. Just a real simple thought for a few minutes. And I don't know who may be needing this. But someone evidently does. Psalms chapter number 55. Are y'all there? I want to look at one verse of Scripture tonight. And we'll probably just break it down just a little bit. Give you this thought and we'll go to the house. But I love this verse of Scripture. There's another verse that goes hand in hand with it. In Psalms chapter 55 and verse number 22, you ought to commit this verse to your memory. Psalms chapter 55, look at verse number 22. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Let's just say that again. Cast whose burden?
Thy
burden. You know what? I can't cast your burden, but I can cast mine. Amen. People come to me with their burdens all the time. Help you pray about your burden, but that's about all I can do with your burden. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
I can't cast my burden on the Lord because it's not my burden, it's yours. Amen. That's something that you have to do. Amen? I've had people say, preacher, pray for me. I have bitterness. Pray for me. I have this. Pray for me. I have anger issues. Pray for me. I have unforgiveness. I can pray for you, but until you do it. Do you understand that? This thing is personal. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Now notice the first part of this verse requires action on our part. You understand that? Did you know it's always that way with the Lord? We always want the Lord to move and then we will. Understand that. Lord, if you will do this, I will do that. Okay, let's see you do it. Amen. Remember when you first got saved and you didn't know any better and you made deals with God? Come on, talk. Have y'all ever done that? I mean, I've sat in a let me kill a 10-pointer. Amen. Stupid stuff. Yeah. Amen. Making deals with God. Listen, for God to move, He may need you to move first. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Now watch this. I love this. The Bible said, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now listen, casting your burdens upon the Lord, that other verse of Scripture, of course, goes with it, is 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 7, casting all your care upon Him for He careth for you. And I'm going to try real careful to not make this message sound like the one I preach out of 1 Peter 5, 7, because some of you have probably heard it 4 or 5 times. But let's read that verse of Scripture together again tonight. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall what? Sustain thee, He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Have you ever wondered really how to accomplish this? Have you ever thought
about it? I mean, when you have a burden can be
a lot of things.
It can be trouble.
It can be trial. It can even be sin in your life. It can be the burden of other people, illness. All burdens come in all sizes and shapes. Amen? Have you ever wondered, we read these scriptures and we think, how can we really, really take this? We're human. We can't forget about it. And it's so hard to leave something on the altar and not carry it back to your seat with you. Amen. I'm not going to be foolish tonight and tell you you're wicked. That's our nature. Amen. Amen. But how do we do this? What is the process of casting our burdens upon the Lord? I know at least twice we have two scriptures that are near identical that says we can. If we're saved, there must be an inner ability that God has put within us that we can really cast our burdens on the Lord. And you know what this is? This is a list of burdens. Now, every Wednesday night, we ought to leave here lighter on Wednesday night than we come in. Amen? Because we get in this altar to cast our burdens upon the Lord. You were burdened enough about whatever it is you wrote on here to write it down on this piece of paper. Hey, if you were burdened enough to write it down on that piece of paper, be burdened enough to bring it to the Lord and leave it with Him. Amen. Bring it to the Lord and leave it with Him. That's what prayer meeting is. Amen. Back in the old days, they'd have cottage prayer meetings. You remember those, Brother Atkins? They'd have cottage prayer meetings. And the old-timers would meet in somebody's house. And it wasn't a meeting to talk about voting out the preacher or talk about this or check out each other's Facebook. Amen. It was to pray. The men used to have woods prayer meeting. We'd meet out in the woods. Somebody'd preach, and we'd pray half a night. Yeah. Amen. That's how people used to get their burdens handled. Now they need Dr. Phil, and they need Oprah, and they need this, and they need that, and this psychiatrist, and that psychiatrist. And I'm not saying maybe some of the cats don't have their place. I doubt very few of them do. But we want to get our burdens somewhere else when we have the ultimate promise. When we have the one who can really, there's not a psychiatrist that can take your problems away. There's not one, there's not a preacher that can take your problems away. There's not a book you can read outside of this one right here that'll help you with your burden. Amen? Y'all okay? We need to learn how to really cast our burden. You know how good it feels? How many of you remember when you got saved, that moment? Y'all remember that? You know what makes that so vivid in your mind? If you're really saved. To me, I understand the devil can come in and make you not feel saved and all that kind of stuff. I know he can, but when somebody can't remember that moment, because I'm telling you, it was that real. It wasn't just a process I went through. Something happened. I mean, something miraculous took place inside me. I could feel it. You know what it was? For the first time in your life, you were free. Free of what? Everything. Every care, every sin, every weight, bam, it was gone. Yeah. Then we spend the next 20 years or however long you've been piling it back on. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Remember we preached about the little donkey the other day. What you need to do is get loose again. Yeah. And to get loose, you're going to have to let go of something. Amen. Yeah. So tonight, as we look at these verses, I want us to read that verse together again. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Number one tonight, three and we'll go to the house. I want you to notice the surrendering in the verse. The surrendering in the verse. We've now got a church full of police officers. I mean, we got them in every section, got them sitting on the piano, we got cops everywhere. But when that police officer pulls his weapon and sticks it in somebody's face and tells them to freeze, what is their first reaction? Amen. In downtown Atlanta, when they do that, the boys' pants fall off. Amen. Amen. They throw up the hands. You know what that is? That is signifying surrender. In other words, I am yielding my power to you. I'm in your hands. Listen, for our burdens to ever be lifted. There's an old song they used to sing at White Oak when I was growing up. Said, burdens are lifted away. Before those burdens could ever be lifted away, there has first got to be a that is your part. In other words, you've got to give it up to God. You've got to let it go. You've got to take your hands off. Amen. As long as here we are, we've got all these financial difficulties, all these problems, and one of our biggest problems is we're doing this with God. We're playing tug of war with God. Okay, Lord, you can have it. No, I want it back. Okay, God, you can have it. Lord, I prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it. The problem is you don't trust Him. Flat and simple, we just don't trust Him like we ought to trust Him. And while we sing, Lord, increase my faith, let's sing, Lord, increase my trust. Amen? Lord, can I trust You to handle this? Have you ever thought about that? Lord, have you ever thought about something done? And maybe I'll use this. Levi, when he was little, I needed something done, and I'd think, I don't know if he's big enough to handle that. Maybe that's a little bit too much responsibility to put on him. I don't know if he's big enough to take care of that. Is that the way we're doing with God? We've got all these troubles and all these problems, these broken hearts and bitterness and all these issues in our life. Could it be we're looking at God and really not physically saying it, but in action we're showing it? I just don't know if God can handle my problem. We watch God handle other people's problems and we'll say amen and shout hallelujah, but somehow we've got doubt in our mind that God can handle ours. Well, I'm here to tell you flat. Amen. If he handled Calvary, he can handle it all, friend. Amen, amen. I might get happy in a minute. I said if he can handle Calvary, he can handle it all. He can handle a bout with depression if he can handle Calvary. He can handle a marriage problem if can handle Calvary. He can handle any problem you face, how big, how small, it don't matter. I'm telling you, he can handle it if you will surrender it.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. You remember when they had the multitude followed them to the desert? And the disciples said, send them away that they can go buy bread. And the Lord said, what have we got?
Yeah.
He said, there's a lad here with a small lunch.
Yeah.
But what are they again among so many? And the Lord said, give it to me.
Yes.
The lunch fed the multitude, didn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all, talk to me. But not from the hand of the boy.
The
lunch got the job done, but not from the hand of the boy. It had to be surrendered to the master. Amen. It had to be given to Jesus. Had the boy said, it's my lunch, I'll give it out. One person would have got to eat. Because that was a lunch for one boy. One person would have got to eat, and he would have left hungry. Amen. But Jesus said, give it to me. Can you imagine that little boy's face? Can you imagine that little fella as he says, sure. And he watched those disciples start handing it out. And it just kept on and kept on and kept on and kept on. That little boy went home and said, Mama, you ain't going to believe it. Where'd you get all them fish? Boy, you steal that? Mama, you ain't going to believe it. Amen. But it had you get the point here tonight. It had to be let go of. Letting go is one of the hardest things in the world, especially when we've been dealing with something for a long, long time.
Amen.
You get used to living that way. Amen. You get used to feeling that way.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't know what it means to feel free. You don't know what it means to walk around without having weight on you. It's a constant thing. It's like a thorn in your flesh, but God did not put it there.
Amen.
Life put it there. Or you allowed it there. Amen.
Amen.
It must be surrendered. I guarantee you these folks in here, who this is for, I trust you. I promise you 100% I'm following the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I know who I am. They somebody got to let go of something. You say, what? You preach this direction quite often. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. When are you going to let go?
Amen.
When are you going to let go? Amen. They people out of church tonight because they can't let go of something.
Amen. That's right.
People out of church tonight because they cannot let go of something. I don't want to talk about this no whole lot because I don't want to mention it all the time. But I hadn't said much in a few weeks. Hadn't said anything about my dad in a few weeks. But when I let go of the bitterness I had toward my dad, man, it changed something in my life.
Amen.
I mean, that happened while I was your pastor. That happened just a few short years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, when that thing really, for the first time, I've told my daddy I forgive him before, but I didn't. I wondered why every time I got around him, I had a sick feeling in my stomach. Something wasn't right. Something wasn't right, and it wasn't necessarily him. It was what I was holding on to, my own dad. But I promise Wednesday night, that right here in this altar, I preached something along these lines. God plowed my row and said, how dare you preach that to them people? How dare you preach that to them people? And you sitting here holding a grudge, mad at your daddy, and have been all your life. Y'all okay? Man, I got this floor right here behind this pulpit, and God delivered me. And did you know it was less than a month later? Less than a month. I didn't even know where my daddy lived. Less than a month later, I was preaching at Brother Shea Talent's church. I'm sitting on the front row, and the preacher said, let's stand, turn around, shake hands, let's have a good time of fellowship. I stood up off the front row, and I turned around. You know the story. There's. And for the first time since I was a little boy, no sick feeling. And it was just like the father and the prodigal son. We just kind of met in the middle and fell on each other. And he said, son, I'm so, and I got my hand between our faces. And I put my hand over his mouth. I said, we'll never go there again, Daddy. It's gone. It's gone. Forever. And it wasn't only that God did something in my heart, but God had done something in his heart. He didn't have to tell me that. I could tell that just by the feeling we had between us. Somebody let go of something. Amen. Thank God. Why don't you let go and get loose and get free again? but you've got to take your hand off of it. You've got to. I said you've got to. I got a phone call after that night, after that revival meeting. I got a phone call from my daddy almost every single day. I got about 12 or 15 voicemails. I listen to them all the time. There's one on there. He called. He said, I know you in church. He said, so I knew you wouldn't answer your phone. He said, but do you ever get to craving something like a steak? He said, I was just craving hearing your voice. Hallelujah. You know what? If God hadn't dealt with my heart about that night, I didn't let it go by myself. He helped me. I let it go, but he took it. Man, I did let go, but he took it. If it hadn't been for that service that night, Brother Freddie, I wouldn't have some voicemails. I wouldn't have had liberty to stand over my daddy's body and preach his funeral. There'd have been animosity there. I'm telling you, it's good. It's mighty, mighty good. There has to be a surrendering. There has to be a surrendering. Did you know we weren't meant to carry burdens? Did you know that? Man was born in a perfect place. Man was born where there was no sin, where there was no heartache, where there was no problems. We weren't built to carry problems. That's why we can't deal with them. That's why we can't help with problems. Does that make sense? We've got a problem, so we go see a man about it who has problems. I guarantee you half the poor Catholics in the country, if they knew who they was talking to on the other side of that knot hole. Amen. People come in my office and sit down and start telling me their problems. I'm thinking, y'all want to compare? Are you listening? We're telling our problems to somebody who can do absolutely nothing about it. Maybe a friend could give some good advice. Maybe a preacher could give you a scripture verse, something to help you along the way. But listen, I'm telling you about one tonight who you can bring that burden to and that problem to. And if you'll just take your hands off of it and let go, he'll take that thing away from it. And you never have to deal with it again. Amen. Did you know I haven't had one bad feeling about my dad? Not since he died. Since that day we met in the pew, in the aisle at Freedom Baptist Church. Not one single time. He went on two preaching trips with his shepherd and he drove me down the road. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God can take it away and he can do it for good. The only reason it'll come back if you go visiting it again. Amen. But there has to be a surrendering. You've got to do this. You don't get loose from nothing like this. You've got to let it go. You've got to let it go. Just say it again. You've got to let it go. Amen. Well, if so-and-so had come to me, uh-uh. What if they die? What if somebody hurts you and they die? You will never get loose from this thing till you die.
That's right.
If it requires them coming to you.
Come on, preacher.
Well, if so-and-so just say they're sorry, what if it never happens? Amen. Chances are they're going on with their life happy-go-lucky. And this thing's killing you. Well, you got to let go.
Amen.
For your sake, not theirs. You okay?
Amen.
There has to be a surrendering. There's got to be a letting go. There's got to be a God here. It's yours. It's not going back to the altar or to the pew with me again.
Amen.
God, I'm letting this thing down. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Listen, notice the next part of the verse. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord. I love this. And he shall sustain thee. How about that? And he shall sustain. I looked that word sustain up in the Webster's dictionary. You know what it means? It means to keep in existence.
Yeah.
Whew, I like that.
Yeah.
Keep
in existence.
He shall sustain thee. What's that mean? He's going to keep you in the fight. He's going to keep you in the way. He's going to keep you in the family. Your life is not over.
Yeah.
Man, you ever thought about what happened or that happened? Man, it'd just be over. Not with God, it ain't.
Right.
Let me say it again. Not with God, it ain't. It said he shall keep thee in existence. He shall sustain you.
Man.
That wasn't the end of the definition. Thank God he's going to keep me in existence. I wonder half time why God don't kill me, don't y'all? Amen. I tell you why he don't kill me, because he's sustaining me. He's keeping me in existence. How have you done all these years? How have you pastored the same church for 18 years? He sustained me. He sustained me. If you stuck around here and listened to me for 18 years, he sustained you too. Amen, amen, amen. It means to keep in existence. Watch this. It means to keep up. To keep up. I don't mean he's keeping up. I mean to take care of. He shall sustain thee. He's going to keep you in existence. He's going to keep you up. I like this one too. It says to carry the weight of the burden. To carry the weight of the burden. That's what it means to sustain you. To carry. Didn't say that. Listen. Come unto me, all ye that labor. And learn of me. And my burden is light. You know what a yoke is, right? It's what took two oxen together to plow. I always put it this way. Jesus is helping you tote the refrigerator, and he takes the heavy end.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You don't got one refrigerator to know which end you need to grab next time. Amen. You ever had your son? I remember Levi when he was little. We'd be carrying something out in the yard, and he'd get his hand. He just had his hand on it. And that's what the Lord's doing with us. If we'll cast our burden upon him, he'll help us. By sustaining us, he's helping us to carry our load. He's helping us to carry our burden. Amen. Why don't you let him help you tonight? It means to keep up. It means to keep in existence. It means to carry the weight of the burden. I like this. It means to strengthen the spirits. To strengthen the spirits. Are you ever spirit? Weak. Amen. Do you know what a burden will do to you? It'll weaken you. It'll weaken you. Do you know why I love to watch baseball? That's my favorite sport, and I love the Atlanta Braves. And when we played ball, we had a donut. We called it a donut. It was really a circle of lead about that big around, and it was covered in plastic. And before you bat, when you were on deck to bat, you put that donut down over your bat, and it would hang down on the bat end, and you sit and swing that bat with that piece of lead on it, getting ready. Why? And then when you took that donut off, that chunk of lead, when you took that load off, that load of it off, that weight of that thing off, it was like you had nothing in your hand. You swing that bat way faster. Why? Because you've been swinging it with a load. That's what we're doing. We're still swinging, but we're swinging without the load. Amen? Jesus is taking the weight of the thing off so that we can stay in existence, so he can keep up with us. He's trying to strengthen us spiritually. Amen. Man, when I let that thing go with my dad, wow, I can see the Bible more clearly. My prayer life was sweeter. I'm serious as a heart attack. It changed my life. Amen. If God do it for me, I guarantee you he'll do it for you. Amen. Amen. Listen. The Bible says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. In Psalms chapter number 37, you know why? Because they trust him.
Amen.
We're back to that trust issue again. We're back to that trust issue. Sunday night, Jonah, our grandchild, he was up here on the platform. Brother Tommy Mann was standing right there. And Jonah would just run. And he didn't even look. He didn't even stop. He wouldn't even pause. He'd just run, fly through there, and Brother Tommy would catch him. You know what that was? That's trust. He don't know Brother Tommy very well, does he? He did that five or six times, and I'm standing up here to get my Bible, and Jonah said, he said, jump, Papa, jump. So I jumped off of Brother Tommy's arm. Listen. What? He caught me. Listen. I think we can trust him. Jump. Trust him. He can handle it. Listen, we could take all our problems in here and stack them up on top of each other. You know what that'd be to him? Nothing. Nothing. His shoulders are broad.
The Bible said he upholdeth them with his right hand. Wow. That's a big right hand. Amen. The thing is, not only can he handle my problems, but he can handle all our problems. Not just all our problems, but the problems of the entire world. For them that will cast up the Lord, hand them all simultaneously at the same time and never get winded. Never even get tired. There is the surrendering. You want to be sustained, but you don't want to surrender. You want to feel better. You want to feel stronger, but you won't let go. Amen. I love what the psalmist said. He said in Psalms chapter 3 and verse number 5, he said, I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. Amen. Amen. The Lord will sustain you. Hey, he'll make your sleep sweeter. There's the sustaining. There's the surrendering. Then lastly, and I'm done. The Bible said in the last part of that verse, he said, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I like that. There's the surrendering. There's the sustaining. Then there's the stabilizing. Amen. Then there's the stabilizing. Let me use this deal with my dad one more time. What was unstable for years? Our relationship. We tried to make it work over and over and over and over again, but we'd grow apart because of stuff we've never dealt with in our hearts. We tried our best to make it work, but it just wouldn't. Once that thing was surrendered, not only did God sustain us, but he stabilized us. We never had to work on our fellowship another single time. Not once. God restored. God made things stable. Amen. And my dad, if he was here tonight, he'd be the saying amen the loudest. I guarantee you. I hope the Lord's letting him listen in heaven tonight. Amen. There's a stabilizing. So many of God's people lack stability. They're unstable at best. That's the nicest. I don't want to sound mean, but wishy-washy. In and out, off and on. There's a couple of guys I know, and if I said their names, y'all know who I'm talking about, but there's a couple of guys I know, they're kind of like those bipolar people. They're either way up or they're way down. There's no in the middle. They're on fire for God, 100% gung-ho, get it done. One of the two. Then here far along, you'll hear they're back in, serving God wide open somewhere. Are y'all listening? That's not stability. That's not stability. We want stability in our marriages. We want stability in our church, but we don't have it in our heart. Amen. Now listen, I'm not a fool. I know there's days you just don't feel spiritual. There's days you probably don't feel saved. You just got to base it on that book and go on and trust God best you can. Amen? But I'm talking about the overall picture. Has your life been consistent? Is there consistency in your life? I think about Brother Charles Dyer. He's home with his sick wife tonight. I think about Brother Charles, one of the most stable Christians I know. One of the most stable. I think about Brother Atkins and his precious wife. Man, they've been at this thing a long time. And they ain't even got tired of it. My wife said Wednesday night, he said he looked like he enjoyed himself. Yeah. Amen. He looked like he enjoyed himself. Hallelujah. That's stability right there. Amen. I've always said, my dream, I want to be an old preacher. Not an old has-been. I want to be an old preacher. But you know what that's going to take? It's going to take stability. And I'm not going to have any stability in my life if I don't learn to give stuff to God that I can't handle. If I can't give stuff to God that's getting in between my relationship with Him, if I don't learn to let that stuff go, amen, there's no way I'll ever get to that place where I'm an old preacher. Amen. Got to be a surrendering. There's got to be a surrendering. There's got to be some sustaining in your life. 1 Peter chapter 5, sit and hush her, we're fixing to have the altar call. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 10. The Bible said the Lord would establish you, said He would strengthen, and said He would even settle you. Well, it's good to be settled, isn't it? I don't mean I want to settle for not seeing God move, not that kind of settled, but settled in my soul. I believe that's what that song, "It Is Well With My Soul," I believe that's what it's all about. It's settled. Amen? I don't know who I was preaching to tonight. Somebody needed that. Somebody needed that. Thank you, Miss Brenda. God bless your heart. The Lord, Lord dealing with your heart, you tell Him about it. Come get you a prayer sheet, and we'll spend some time on this altar tonight. Yes, ma'am.